it is important as we get a little bit older, perhaps, to be able to train our brain to remember things like important appointments, for example, not mixing up numbers like 10 and 11. And a good way to do that, we're led to believe, is through brain games. Now, I'm interested to find out if that truly is the case. And this morning, we're joined by Dr. Nicole Koshin from the Centre for Healthy Brain Ageing at University of New South Wales. She's a clinical neuropsychologist. Nicole, how are you this morning?
I'm very well, thank you, Andrew. Thanks for having me.
A pleasure. We see a lot of advertising for brain games to be able to help improve our brain as we get older. Do they actually make a difference?
Well, we have found that involving yourself in brain games, and depending on what you call brain games, lots of things are brain games, but brain games, or keeping yourself mentally stimulated, does reduce your risk of cognitive decline as you get older, and also reduces your risk of actually developing dementia.
So something as simple as a Sudoku or a crossword, for example, it doesn't need to be more elaborate than that?
Absolutely. As long as it is something that is challenging you. So if you have always been, somebody who's done a crossword every day, there's nothing wrong with it, and particularly if you enjoy it, that's fine. But that may not be stimulating your brain as much as you think, because you're using the same parts of your brain and same pathways between brain areas. And it would be better if you would mix it up a little bit and perhaps challenge yourself with something that's new to develop new pathways and to give yourself a bit more of a challenge.
Nicole, when you say that, does it mean, because when I talk about brain games, I think we look at a lot of things like a crossword or a Sudoku, but is it maybe something that requires actual use of our hands to be able to manipulate something, perhaps like a hand puzzle, for example?
Well, there isn't that much evidence to say one particular kind of activity is necessarily better than another. But certainly things that require you to use more of your facilities helps. So if you are, for instance, you're talking about using your hands.
Like a Rubik's Cube.
Rubik's Cube, but it also could be knitting.
Actually, that's a really good one. Knitting is something that requires any number of different faculties, doesn't it?
That's right. And I'm certainly no good at knitting, but it is something that I could work towards.
You need to practice it a bit more, Nicole. for instance, I think about a number of different things in relation to the modern world, technology, that I find it very hard to get my head around. But that's a puzzle in and of itself. If I'm given an app for my phone and I don't know how to work it, I shouldn't just give up and go, that's too hard. I should continue working on it, because that is a puzzle too.
Exactly. That's right, Andrew. So there have been studies that have taught older adults to use different kinds of technology. So older adults who are not familiar, for example, with iPads have been doing classes, learning how to use all the different functions of an iPad. And they found that those participants who, in a randomized controlled trial where they were either allocated to learn the iPad or do some other kind of activity which was not so mentally engaging, or what we call a control activity, the people who were learning about the iPad actually performed better on memory tests. And the other very important thing to know is that it's actually never too early to start getting your brain engaged and mentally stimulated, and also it's never too late. Doesn't matter how old you are, whether you're already approaching your 80s or 90s, you certainly can learn new skills.
Old dogs can learn new tricks.
That's exactly right. In fact, there was a very interesting study where they were looking at older adults who were undertaking university courses, and they found that age did not factor in that at all in terms of their grades. So even the older ones in the cohort could perform just as well as younger people who were doing a university course. And it didn't even depend on your your IQ level either. So really anybody can have a go and do further education. Further education is one that we have a lot of evidence for.
So the only difference really is for some people is perhaps their aptitude on how quickly they pick something up. And ultimately, the more you do something, you're always going to get a little bit better at it, aren't you?
Yes, practice, definitely.
Yes.
Improves things, yes.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Well, I'm going to go and grab myself some knitting needles and start knitting this evening. Dr. Nicole Koshin, thank you very much for joining us today on 2NM.
Oh, it's my pleasure.